Oldenburg Republican Senator Gene Lysing, who testified against the bill, referred to its latest fiscal note that says county approval would reduce State Health Commissioner Jerome Adams' workload.
If he is overloaded with requests, then certainly we need to make certain that he can hire someone to help him with it.
But Adams himself has said the bill is about eliminating a superfluous step in the process, and that county programs can still be approved in the original way through the state. Lysing was one of several senators alarmed by the revelation during a Senate committee meeting last month. Some syringe services programs distribute more than needles, including cotton wipes and, most controversially, sterile cookers. Lysing has referred to such kits as starter packs for drug use and says she doesn't feel comfortable making it easy for county governments to make them available. Indianapolis Democratic Senator Jean Brose says the kits may seem counterintuitive, but they serve syringe exchange programs' overall purpose.
By providing a cooker, a user will not dip the clean needle into an infected cooker.
Governor Eric Holcomb has expressed support for the bill. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.